The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is a Tuesday, in case you're wondering. It's April 21st already, you believe it? We got this. Light at the end of the tunnel. It's all going to be okay. And we so appreciate you being part of this family, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning, chatting about the issues of the day and having some silly fun along the way. You got to laugh with Frankie and Al and Debbie. And one of the joys of doing this show is meeting some great people. And Charles Payne is one of those great people, a great citizen, a great American. What a smart, smart man when it comes to finance. He's the host of Making Money with Charles Payne on the Fox Business Network, author of the book that everyone is reading. It's called Unstoppable Prosperity. Hey, Charles, always a privilege to have you on the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm hanging in there, you know?
So tell me about sharing utensils, using too much utensils around the house. What was that, man?
Oh, my goodness, Joe. I mean, every night I'm looking like the sink is full. It's just me and my wife. What the hell? It looked like we invited a whole troop of Boy Scouts here. I'm like, where'd all these dishes come from every day? I'm confused. I feel like I had one meal for the whole day. And I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to help out, you know. So I'm like, I'll wash dishes, you know, because I haven't washed dishes in years, you know. And I don't use the dishwasher, you know. I'm old school, plus I don't know how to use it. So I'm in there, and I'm like, how the hell did we use 17 knives today? Like, where did all these forks come from?
I know. I look at my kitchen. It's a mess. I go, it's only me and the dog. I say, what is going on here, for crying out loud? You said it's better if you got a military mess kit. You made that reference.
Oh, we're talking about it. Like, in the morning, we just issue ourselves one knife, one fork, and a metal plate. Like, you know, good luck.
You are the best, Charles. God bless you, man. Hey, Charlie, what happened to oil prices, man? They fell below $0 a barrel? What is happening, man?
Well, you know, that's what they call abstract oil. That's it's a contract sort of to buy oil, and it's sort of a game that's played amongst traders. And the way it works is you buy these contracts and they expire every month. There's a June contract, an August contract, a July contract. So these were the May contracts, and essentially only three things can happen. You can actually take delivery of the oil at a certain price. Very, very few people do that. You can sell the contracts for profit or loss, or you can what they call roll them over into the next month. Now, most of the players, the real players, were out of those so-called May contracts because they expire today. Who was left? Actually, I think there's a few theories. One was that maybe there were some people who actually wanted to buy oil down at these levels. They wanted to actually take physical delivery. And the problem is when they went to do it, there was no place to put it. There's so much oil in the world that people are storing it everywhere. You've got these giant ships called very large crude containers. Average, what they call 300,000 deadweight tons. They can hold 2 million barrels of oil, and they're all rented out. So it was just an unmitigated, weird nightmare, and it had never happened before. It kind of spooked the market because it never happened before. At the end of the day, it may just be something like that. Someone got caught on the wrong side of a trade. But the fact of the matter is, Joe, we're not driving. You know, yesterday they had to come get I have a navigator, brand new navigator. My wife went out to start it, didn't start. so they came. They had to come get it.
No. Are you serious? Because the battery probably went. Yeah.
Yes, right. I guess so. We hadn't used it in a month. So, you know, I got a Jeep. So I used the Jeep. You know, she's got a car. That was our weekend car. Like, you know, or she runs errands in it. Sure. So she hasn't been running any errands.
Yeah, yeah. You know what we got to talk about? I feel so, listen, I know you well enough, and you're listening. It's Charles Payne and Joe Piscopo talking, so forgive me, but it's like, the Navigator is a pretty great car, man. You know, I drive a General Motors, but that Navigator looks great. They really made, American made, Charles Payne. I love it, baby. You're buying American.
That new Navigator, you could actually quarantine in that. I mean,
that's great,
some people
man.
Listening right now that would rather quarantine in a Navigator than their apartment. I could tell you that right now.
See, if you're from Jersey, you'd buy a General Motors car, like a Cadillac or something, man. That's what we buy over in Jersey. You know what I mean? That is great. But you know what's so funny? Because the battery does. It happened in my big car, too. My big SUV, same thing happened. Hey, Charles, back to oil, though. Maybe it's a good time. Not that we need it, but maybe America should stock up for a rainy day or something.
Absolutely. You know, they've got this strategic petroleum reserve, and it was designed, you know, for emergencies. You know, the government controls it, the federal government. Yeah. And apparently now President Trump is considering buying 75 million barrels, you know, fill it up down at these levels. I mean, gas is $1.80 on average right now. So, you know, there's going to come a time when crude oil goes back to 50, 60, who knows, maybe back to 100. So I think, you know, a year from now, 3 or 4 years from now, something crazy happens in the Middle East. Oil goes through the roof. We'll have our own supply that we bought cheap.
You put it into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, correct?
Right. The SPR.
Yeah. Man, unbelievable. And then now at the gas pump, we're not seeing the low prices reflect too much at the gas pump. We should be paying like 50 cents a gallon. I mean, honestly, right?
We really should. I mean, you know, I guess first of all, you know, they might be able to put anything on those signs right now. If you're not driving, you're not driving. So, it always goes down a lot slower than it goes up. You know, like if we were doing the inverse story, what happened? Crude oil hit 100 yesterday and gas is $29 a gallon, you know? Everyone knows it goes up a lot faster than it comes down.
Yeah, I saw, though, I was coming up the Garden State Parkway the other day, and I saw it was over, it was like $2.50 a gallon. I was saying, wait a minute, man, someone was ripping me off, you know? So let me talk to you about the economy in general, Charlie, we appreciate your time today. Charlie Payne, by the way, Making Money with Charles Payne on Fox Business and the book Unstoppable Prosperity. By the way, Charlie, just as an aside, you look great in those commercials. I see you run for the book. You look great. You're looking away. They got New York in the background. You're like a movie star, Charles.
They did a great job. We want an award for that commercial.
You know what? You deserve it. That is one of the best shot things. And you're so, you know, you're saying, look, take the book. But what award did you win?
I forgot the name of it, but it's an amazing award. It's downstairs. It's a beautiful award. It's in the advertising industry. I was shocked. Like, oh, wow. It's like the best ad. Okay. So it's downstairs. Yeah.
You put it with the many trophies that you have downstairs. I love it. It's great. Charlie, should we reopen the economy, man? Jersey's getting restless, my brother. New York is getting restless. What can we do, Charles Payne?
Well, we're getting restless and we're getting broke. And we're getting we're getting depressed. Yeah. And we're losing hope. You know, obviously, you know, life is paramount. But so is liberty. So is livelihoods. You know, this economy can't stay shut down like the way it is right now much longer. Obviously, every place is not like New York and New Jersey, even considering the density rate. So parts of the country are already starting to reopen slowly, trying to do it smartly. But you have to. You just can't shut down an economy. You can't hit the off switch and keep it off for a long period of time, or this whole country will be like my Navigator. It won't start up again.
Ford is going to be calling you because of this conversation, man. They're going to be calling you. Charlie Payne's Navigator broke down. Are you kidding me? Oh, my Lord. Hey, Charlie, what about the millions of dollars in taxpayer money Harvard got? Can we talk about that before we let you go, man? Wait, you know, I mean, people are getting who's getting this money? What's going on here?
You know, it's really a shame. You know, Harvard, Shake Shack got $10 million. They gave it back after being shamed. But you know, think about this. Harvard's got $40 billion, Joe. $40 billion. I've always argued that if Harvard thinks their education is so valuable, that they should underwrite it. Like, no one should ever have to take a loan to go to Harvard unless they're taking a loan from Harvard. And now on top of that, not really. I mean, honestly, I shouldn't have to go. Yeah. If Harvard's education is that great, hey, Harvard, you know what? Front me $300,000 or $400,000 or whatever it is, and I'll pay you back with your education. And this way the public will never have to, you know, ever contemplate having to pay for one of these loans and certainly to have to fork over $9 million. Here's a really sad thing. People need to look into this. Harvard almost immediately fired all of their, like, you know, workers, like the cafeteria workers, mm-hmm. with no benefits. I mean, they really were pretty tough. I mean, and in the meantime, you know, the person who runs Harvard, you know, lives in a mansion, got this incredible salary. I just find it amazing, whether it's Harvard or Nancy Pelosi, some of these folks are always pointing their fingers at commerce or always critical of America, you know, and just not happy with capitalism. When push comes to shove, they're the first ones to hit the panic button and fire everyone else and continue to say, let them eat cake.
Yeah, it's so true. So, Charlie, again, we're going to let you go, Charles. I know how busy you are, man. You can get Charlie on Twitter. It's a great, really is. It's one of those Twitter feeds you want because, Charles, you're always so positive. You always make sense. You never attack. You're never nasty. It's at CV Payne. You want to check that out. And give us, could you give us a light at the end of the tunnel story with the economy and how we will roll it out and the confidence we should have in President Trump for getting us on the right track back.
I think we saw it already, Joe. I think when the markets hit a low on March 23rd, the fastest, sharpest bear market in history, everyone was saying it was going to go substantially lower. It since after that made an immediate reversal, a 30% rally to the upside, the fastest bounce in history. And I think the moral of that story is when the coast is clear, we're going to come back, and we're going to come back sharp and strong and powerful. There'll be some things that are different about the country, but its underlying determination, its brilliance, I think was exhibited in that 2-week stock market rally, because the market didn't rally on earnings or fundamentals. It rallied on the idea that, you know what, we bounced back, and it was just oversold. So keep that in mind. We may drift lower. We're going to have some gyrations. We're going to have some dark periods, but I think we already saw what we can do when the coast is clear.
All right, Charles Payne. And Charles, where can we get the book Unstoppable Prosperity? I love this deal that you have with your book, sir.
Well, it's free at unstoppableprosperity.com. People just
love
have
it.
To pay postage and handling. But I'm telling you, Joe, I was already proud of the book, but with this market in turmoil, I'm even more proud of it. Page 155 is where I start to talk about how they handle corrections and pullbacks, because they're inevitable, but you can live through them, and if you're smart, you can actually profit from them.
Yeah, Charles, and listen, if you ever need a ride, just call me, all right? Man, I could come get you. the Navigator.
You got it.
Charles Payne, thank you. Always a privilege. We love you, Charles. Thank you so much, my friend. Yeah, you too, always, my friend. God bless. Thanks. Charles Payne right there. He's a great, great guy. I got to tell you, you hear it, you see it, and what you see of Charles Payne, he is. He's just a grounded, great patriot, one of the finest individuals you'll meet. By the way, Making Money with Charles Payne, you don't want to miss it on the Fox Business Network, and you got to check out, if you just Google Unstoppable Prosperity, you'll get some great advice from a great man. Hey, it's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime is out there working for you this morning. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Hey, good morning to you, Joe Piscopo. And for our essential workers out here, I want to warn you about a couple of issues. Over on 17 eastbound, getting down toward Harriman, in toward the thruway, it's construction. Taconic southbound at Miller Hill Road into East Fishkill. That's a disabled vehicle in the way, so watch for a brake check there. Now, the Merritt Parkway southbound, still slowing down 44 to 42, getting down through Fairfield. It's some ongoing left lane construction. Also, heading over to the eastbound side of the BQE by Atlantic Avenue, a disabled vehicle over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town. That's road work. And the New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes closed 8A at the 14. And that's all due to some ongoing construction. It'll be going on till about 1 o'clock this afternoon. You have to use the car lanes instead. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. No service on the B, C, W, Z, 6 or 7 Express. Limited service, LIRR, Metro North, New Jersey Transit Path, and Hudson Bergen Light Rail. Thunderstorms today, windy, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
When will the virus lockdowns end and America get back to business? Now Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions. Newsmax TV reveals what President Trump will do next. Americans are finding Newsmax TV. Ratings are up over 200%. So watch Newsmax TV today and shows with Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Greg Kelly. We're on every major cable system, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and more. Newsmax is real news for real people.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing, you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me. Go to nosafespaces.com.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on am970 The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell. Mike's got an incredible deal for you here. You know, we love Mike. I love the way he just, you know, took his factories and he's making masks, surgical masks, and he sent surgical masks to our friends at Trinitas Medical Center. Mike Lindell did that. That was a personal call that we made to Mike because Trinitas wanted some extra masks with the great work they're doing in Elizabeth, and Mike stepped up in a big way. And now he does this for you because he loves you. He loves you for building MyPillow into this great American company. You could buy one, get one free pricing now on MyPillows, on Giza Dream Sheets, on MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers. How about Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, everything. Buy one, get one free. Go to the Radio Listeners page, Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. You could also call at 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's great book, you know, about his life, What Are the Odds is the name of the book. It's a must-read. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Do not miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the Queen.
8:24 with Joe on the radio. Happy Tuesday, City Councilman Eric Ulrich is with us, a Republican representing Queens. Eric, Councilman, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing through all this?
Good morning, Joe. Hope you're staying safe, you and your listeners.
We're doing good. We're locked down. I'm amazed that New Yorkers and folks in New Jersey, my home state, are actually listening to the governors. We're getting restless, though. We're getting restless. And, Councilman, you got to give us your thought about some of your colleagues and yourself calling for subways to be closed.
Yeah, you know, we sent a letter late last week to the MTA urging the governor and the MTA to temporarily shut down subway service so that the system can be sanitized and properly cleaned. And why we're doing that, Joe, is because so many MTA workers are dying on the front lines because they're being exposed to coronavirus. And because of reduced service, people are getting crammed into subway cars. They're spreading coronavirus. It's not safe. The system was a mess before the virus hit. It was unsanitary. It was a breeding ground for disease. And we know that right now things are not getting any better. So at the very least, what we'd like to see is what other cities have done, maybe shut down the system from midnight to 5 a.m. And if there are essential workers that rely on the MTA, then we can get them an Uber or a Lyft or some other ride-sharing option to get them to the precinct or get them to the hospital. But the system needs to be thoroughly cleaned and sanitized. It is not safe, and we can't allow New Yorkers to be exposed to the virus.
Eric, you know, Councilman Ulrich with Joe on the radio, it's interesting you say that because I can see on our call board a gentleman's calling, and he told us a story about exactly that, how he kind of, you know, he was a door guy, you know, a doorman, and he worked as a driver. He said the subways, that is probably the breeding ground where a lot of this started, and you're coming from Queens. Queens got hit so hard. I think that's a really an issue that has to be addressed, and you know, you can sterilize that. You know, you just spray the stuff. Have they done that yet? Do you know, Councilman?
The MTA claims that they're doing a sufficient job cleaning the system, and yet the 7 train line, which runs through the heart of Queens, right through Elmhurst, the epicenter of the outbreak, you know, is definitely contributing to the spread of the disease. It's just, it's not safe, Joe. It's not safe at all. And over 68 MTA employees have died already from coronavirus, more by proportion than any other line of workforce right now. It's not safe. Something has to be done about it.
Yeah, God bless you for thinking of that, Eric. I'm telling you, I had an email from a guy getting on a bus, and it's not, they're putting their lives at risk. All they have to do, and I don't want, you know, every time they show cleaning the subways, Councilman, they show people that's like wiping it down. You can't wipe it down. You got to get in there with that big fog thing, man, and you got to just clean that all up. I think you're right on the money, you know? And then, what's been the reaction from the mayor and the governor in this regard, Councilman?
Well, of course, anything that we suggest that they're against. I mean, look, the other problem, Joe, nobody wants to talk about this, is the fact that the subways have now become a haven for the homeless. The homeless have taken over the subway system. Look, would you take the subway today? Would you take the subway at 3 or 4 in the morning? Would you personally take it? That's what I ask people when they argue with me. How could you do this? You're going to shut down the system. We're not saying shut it down indefinitely. We're not saying shut it down 24/7. We're saying close it temporarily so it can be disinfected, so it can be cleaned, so that we can remove the hundreds or probably thousands of homeless people that have taken over the system, that are spreading the disease. It's not safe, Joe. Yeah. It's not sanitary, and it's not safe, and something has to be done.
Yeah, Councilman Ulrich, you're right on the money on this. I'm telling you, that's exactly right. And then, again, if people got to get to work and they can't use the subways and they're essential workers, you could maybe put something together with Uber or something like that. Is that what you're thinking?
It's so easy. Look, God bless Bob Holden. The guy's a genius as far as I'm concerned. One of the hardest working members of the council. He's a good friend of mine for many years. And he came up with the idea to say, look, for the hours that we have to close the system so that buses and subway cars can be thoroughly disinfected, sanitized, and cleaned, let's provide Uber or Lyft or one of these ride-sharing apps with a special code for our first responders and people on the front lines that rely on getting from home and to work. Let's get them a special code. It's probably cheaper, by the way, to pay for a one-way ticket or one-way ride during those hours than it is for the subsidy that we pay for public transportation that is putting them at risk. The subway system, okay, and the bus system is absolutely contributing to the spread of coronavirus. If people are concerned about this pandemic, about the public health, and about the overall good of the city, then we have to take drastic measures to address that.
This is so common sense. You don't think, Councilman, you don't think Governor Cuomo is going to talk about this or Mayor de Blasio is going to talk about this?
No, they're not going to. So anything that anybody else comes up with, they're against. Yeah. This is they're both curmudgeons. They hate each other, but they're exactly the same. They're like two backyard bullies. And, one is a dictator. The other one wants to be a dictator. And they're using this crisis. They're using this pandemic, obviously, to pursue their radical leftist agenda. And somebody has to call them out on it and propose some common sense solutions. That's why I signed on to Bob Holden's letter. And again, I just want to give a shout out to Councilman Holden, because the guy really is always on the front lines of just trying to propose common sense ideas. and things that New Yorkers can, you know, can appreciate.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. Before we let you go, Councilman, I hear Speaker Johnson is trying to ban cars from Manhattan. Is that going to happen now, do you think?
I don't listen. It's an asinine idea. He's running for mayor next year like everybody else, I guess. I don't know. I think this quarantine is really getting to people's heads. I just think that, like, they're going stir crazy. I don't know what it is. They're coming up with these radical ideas. And, look, New Yorkers just want to stay safe. Their families want to stay safe. They want to stay healthy. I get it. But you can't expect people just to disappear, stay home, and then not drive around. I mean, look, we get rid of cars, Joe. How the hell are people in Staten Island and Queens and the outer boroughs? How are we going to get around? There are parts of Queens that don't even have a subway station. There are parts of Queens that don't even have a subway stop. Staten Island, God bless you if you didn't have a car.
Yeah. Councilman, we'll let you go. Thank you for your service. Give us a breakdown. We have, for those who don't understand, the epicenter right there in Queens. Our hearts go out to all lives lost and for you stepping up and helping your constituents. But it's just been awful there. The governor seems to think that it is getting better. Give us your thoughts of what you've been seeing in Elmhurst and in Queens, Councilman.
Listen, it's not just Elmhurst. It's also South Queens, where I represent. Right now, Jamaica Hospital is the only one level one trauma center serving our area, our part of Queens, right? They have four. They have four portable trailers that are basically morgues. They have over 40 bodies each, and they're all chock full. In addition to the morgue that's inside the hospital, there are hundreds of people dying from coronavirus right now in every neighborhood and in every borough, and the government is not taking this seriously. They think that by people just staying home and just staying away that that's going to be enough. It's not enough, because there are people that have to leave their homes. They're essential workers. And we have to protect them and the people that serve them. The subway system is a breeding ground for this disease, and something has to be done to sanitize, disinfect, and clean the system.
Amen. City Councilman Eric Ulrich represents Queens, and you know what? You make a spectacular point. This is a vital, searing point that you make, Councilman, and let's hope someone's listening and get this done. Listen, call us. Come back to us, if you would, Eric, and let us know how this works out, please.
I'd love to. Listen, you stay safe, you and your family and your listeners.
Yes,
God bless you, man.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you, Eric. Thanks so much, Eric Ulrich, right there. You know what I got to do for a second? Stay with me, guys. I know we got a break. Gentleman called from Florida. This is in regards to what the councilman was just talking about. And he talked exactly what the councilman was just talking about. Sterilizing everything in the subway, going in there. And that's a breeding ground. Homeless. And the gentleman who called from Florida said exactly what the councilman just said. And now I look at this. He just called. I'm seeing his name on the call board now. So before we break, let me go to Constantine calling from Florida. Hey, Constantine, welcome back to the show. Hopefully you're doing okay, sir. I got you. Oh, is he there? We got him, guys. What happened now?
Not there.
He fell asleep.
Fell asleep or something.
No, I got to tell you, this gentleman called, and he had and Constantine. I'm gonna say he had an accent. He worked. He called, and he says he would take the subway every day, and he was a driver, like a cab driver, and then he was a doorman. He said on the air, and I don't think you guys were here. No, I don't think you guys were here. It was Friday, Good Friday. He called, and he said, there's a breeding ground in exactly what Councilman Ulrich just said. This guy, Constantine, said the exact same thing. Frankie, he said it's a breeding ground. He goes, there's homeless, and they're trying. He used the word cover up. He said, and I said, well, I don't know if the governor's or the mayor's trying to cover it up, but that's exactly where I think why Queens got hit so hard, because of the workers, because of the homeless in the subway. You don't hear about any of that from the politicians, and the Councilman Ulrich makes a great point. And there was a guy, this guy, Constantine, I'm telling you, he said the exact same thing. You go, call Durasan. This is the whole thing. And by the way, like the old age home there, whatever it is in Andover, New Jersey, you can sterilize this. We've been talking about that for years. How Durasan comes in, they spray it, they disinfect everything. This thing that you have to sterilize, I use the word sterilize. You got to sanitize the subways, and you can do it with a spray. If I see one more worker, and God bless the worker, with the mask and the gloves and the goggles, and they're wiping down the subway. They're wiping down the poles. That ain't going to do it. I'm telling you right now. You got to get Durasan. You got to get in there, and you got to spray it down. And I'm telling you,
and,
that is
by the way, Joe, and I know we got a break, but it's such a good point. And again, Durasan's not advertising right now, so we have no vested interest in telling people beyond their own health.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know, the CDC has still yet to approve Durasan and other hand sanitizers that don't contain alcohol as safe for fighting the coronavirus. Now, even though BKZ, which is the operative ingredient, the active ingredient in Durasan, has now been proven in a laboratory setting to kill a corona-like virus. So I really think the CDC needs to get their act together and at least give us a reason why BKZ, which is used in everything from soaps and shampoos to sanitizing farm equipment, why they're not approving that for use in terms of on their list of coronavirus fighters.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? I know we got a break, though, Frankie, what Councilman Ulrich is talking about. There's an initiative here. He's not just complaining. He's not just asking the government's got to do this. Oh, we need this. We need more of this. We need to stop complaining. Just do it. It's a vital point that he should do, and I hate to say it, but there's a lot of politics going down here.
Yeah,
and when someone comes up,
absolutely, he and Councilmember Holden, you know, they've been on the front lines of this, doing a great job.
And hopefully, Governor Cuomo, Mayor De Blasio, I know they're trying, but boy, they got to listen because this is an initiative that should be undertaken immediately. Joe on the radio, I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999. I tell you what, let's take a break with Al in the news. We'll go to the calls, and Mike Gallagher will join us right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York Post photographers reportedly caught Good Morning America host George Stephanopoulos walking around the Hamptons with no mask on, even though he has the coronavirus. The paper spotted Stephanopoulos on Monday taking a walk in East Hampton and talking on his phone with a mask around his neck. His wife, actress Allie Wentworth, contracted the virus weeks ago, may have given it to him. Neighbors are outraged that the longtime anchor, who they say knows better, would walk around infected without his mask on. The 59-year-old announced on Good Morning America last week that he had the coronavirus but was not feeling too bad. Governor Murphy is offering a free flight to any healthcare worker from anywhere in the country who is willing to come to New Jersey and volunteer. In fact, a group of volunteers from Colorado is coming in today. The governor says the flights are possible in collaboration with United and Delta Airlines, which will fly previously vetted volunteers here at no charge. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on the eastbound BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. A stalled vehicle was just cleared out of the way. We're seeing some slowdowns as you head over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel with some ongoing construction. Citybound, Southern State Parkway eastbound at Eagle Ave, an accident taking two lanes here on the island. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Merritt Parkway southbound exit 44 down through 42 in toward Fairfield with some ongoing road work there as well. 84 westbound exit 10 into Newtown in Connecticut. That's some ongoing construction as well. And also on 95 north into Norwalk, it's construction in the right lane. Route 10 westbound at Millbrook Road in Randolph, it's an accident in the process of being cleared. The MTA essential subway plan remains in place. Thunderstorms this afternoon, windy, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With Advance Auto Parts, you get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. Order online and get your part with same-day pickup, curbside, or same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
As a business owner, you're in a difficult position today. Stay-at-home regulations, social distancing, and in some cases, extreme limitations on our individual liberties have caused small and medium businesses to question whether marketing during this time is the right thing to do. You're asking a lot of questions, and you're getting few, if any, answers. Salem Surround is here to help business owners during these challenging times. We're sponsoring free webinars April 22nd and 24th, featuring nationally known marketing and advertising experts Burrell and Associates, named in the top 2% of worldwide consultants by Gerson Lehrman Group. They'll discuss how to manage marketing in times of crisis and examples of how some businesses actually thrive in difficult times. Attend virtually to hear some factual data on what you can do to keep your business top of mind, relevant, and vital to customers today. Two free seminars are offered each day, April 22nd or 24th, and limited space is available. For times and to sign up, go to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 841 on AM 970 The Answer. Laura Loomer will join us tomorrow morning. She's a conservative provocateur running for Congress in the district that is right down there by Mar-a-Lago. And I just got off the phone with her. You know, she was banned from Twitter, and she's very controversial. But I sat and chatted with her, and she seems so down to earth. Now she's running for Congress. So we're going to check in with Laura tomorrow. Laura Loomer on the show tomorrow, and you don't want to miss that. That's going to be very, very interesting.
And by the way, the article about her in the Sunday New York Post by John Levine, which got tweeted by the president, is apparently the most clicked and downloaded New York Post article in weeks, months, and a long, long time. So this article about her candidacy, even though she's running in Florida, and by the way, she's actually raised more money than the incumbent the last two quarters. This article, even though it's a Florida congressional race, has now gone viral thanks to the president.
Well, thank you, Frank, for that. Laura Loomer live on the radio tomorrow. Let me go to Kathleen right now. Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe. You know, the congressman was absolutely right. I've been railing about this for a while with the subways, really since the beginning, because I used to teach food safety and sanitation for like 25, 30 years, and my staff all knew, wash your hands, sing happy birthday twice. It's a joke. I hope they all thought about me when it started going around. But what they're doing is what I saw. They were spraying some stuff, whatever, and then taking a rag and wiping it down. To properly sanitize, they need to either spray and air dry, spray, and you have to wait 30 seconds, whatever. There's a certain amount of time. You can't just spray and spread, really, is what they were doing. And so what I don't get, and they were using the same rag, not a paper towel. Each surface should have a different paper towel. Lord. But if they would, and now they're saying close the subway. How stupid. They have all these cars that aren't being used. Sanitize those properly and rotate them out. You know what I'm saying? How hard is that?
You're right on the
job for them.
Right on the money. Kathleen, thanks for the call. You're absolutely right. It's so easy. And I wouldn't know it, but we have no, you know, we're not promoting anything because, again, they're not advertising right now. But Durasan, as I've told you, it's like a Purell, but it's better. And when I went and we had our gym open up in Flemington, this was a few months ago. And when, you know, when Governor Murphy gives the okay, we're going to open the gym again. The first thing we did was call, the gym was spotless. As spectacularly clean a gym you could find anywhere at the Retro Fitness in Flemington. Yet my business partner Stacy and I said, let's call Joe Giovanella from Durasan. He came down with what Kathleen's talking about. They have like a spray, and they spray it, and it adheres. And I learned technically from Joe G. It adheres to the surface, kills all the germs. You could walk into our gym in Flemington, and hopefully we'll be opening up very, very soon. You could You smell, there's not that gym smell. It's amazing. They should do it in the subway. And I'm going to reiterate again. Some gentleman calls, quiet guy named Constantine from Florida calls, told me exactly what Councilman Ulrich was talking about. It's a breeding ground. They don't even address the homeless situation in New York. Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, and I don't want to it's not a time to criticize, but it is a time when a good initiative is brought forth, like Councilman Ulrich is talking about, we should jump on it. Let me go.
You know what's funny? Well, before you take that next call, Joe, it's funny how when I had my cancer. Yeah. I'm just.
Love you.
No, take the call. No, I'm done.
He's going to get
she
offended.
She was from one of the time. No, I'm done.
Offended. All right. I love you.
Don't ask me for a ride either.
We're not going to talk for 7 years. I won't talk to him. Al, what, really? Go ahead. Please.
No, I'm good. You can choose from Tom from Staten Island or Tom and Breezy.
If only Tom from the Bronx would jump on as well.
You can have a trifecta.
No, Al, go ahead. No, it's all right. What were you
saying? Just like to say, you can go to the calls.
Okay. Let me go. Let me go to Tom in Staten Island. I love it. Tom, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
I agree with you, Joe. I wish you would have took Al first, but here we go. They never speak about Staten Island, the Staten Island Rapid Transit Authority. They disinfect everything 24/7 and do it correctly. We're a division of the MTA, but it's considered it's not like, you know, and we don't have homeless people sleeping all over the place.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Let me go to Tom.
Does Tom know that they're disinfecting it 24/7? Does he live there? Does he work there?
Yes. Maybe he does. Tom in Breezy Point, how are you doing, Tom? What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe. Al, I wish I could catch your thought because I love listening to you, but I'm sorry, Al.
Maybe another time, Tom.
Yes, sir. So, Joe, this is kind of interesting, and I listen to all your listeners. Now, I own...
Tom, just a second. Do you need a ride to work tomorrow? I'm happy to pick you up.
Yes. I'm ready. I love you guys. You know, this is why everybody listens to you, is because you're like family. You're like my brother. You're like incredible. We love you.
You believe it. We love you back, Tom. No, go ahead. What are you thinking, man?
Listen, Joe. I'm not going to say the name of my company, but I own a maintenance company, okay? I've owned it for 30 years, okay? I called my insurance company on Monday because I wanted to purchase the Foggy machines and get involved in the business, okay? Foggy machines were $1,000 each. I went and got this thing called Blue Tabs. Blue Tabs killed. It doesn't kill the COVID-19. So here's the problem that everybody doesn't understand, because although, like, my sister is like the young lady who just called, she runs Rockland County and she does all the purchasing and cleaning and everything for all the food products for the school system. Yeah. But the problem is, here's the problem. And I said to my insurance company, I said, Greg, listen, I want to get involved. I want to do this. I'm ready to go. And he goes, Tom, stop. Just stop. He says, number one, there is no insurance for it. Number two, when you clean it, you can't guarantee that it's cleaned. Now, Joey, I love you, and I love that you have the gyms, and you're such a great guy going into businesses. You're just wonderful in helping young people. I hope you have a boys and girls club in your gym to help those who are disfortunate, who can't afford the gym teach them the martial arts and the discipline. Make sure you have everybody watch the Admiral's Make Your Bed video, because it's the best thing in the world.
You
guys should go look at that. Right, Al, you know what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, Joe, it's very hard for you. You cannot put up in your store, Joe, that you're guaranteeing that your store is 100% disinfected. Because here's the problem. The minute you do that, one person gets sick, they say Joey's place gave it to me. So here's the problem. You can't do it. So what you do is you turn around, and Durasan's having this problem because they can't guarantee it. So until somebody can guarantee it, you can't say it. So don't say you're 100% anything, Joe. For liability reasons, to protect yourself, just say you have disinfected to the best you possibly can. Look into Blue Tab, Joe. It's called Blue Tab. Okay. And what it is, it's a little pill. You put it into a sprayer, 3 gallons per tab. And what you do is you spray it with a regular house spray that you see, the 1 to 3 gallon. And what you do is that sits, and actually that does kill like 99.9%, Joe. So,
all right. Thank you. You know what, Tom? Thank you. Durasan is guaranteed. I'm telling you, it would work for me. Okay,
That's what I was going to say until you interrupted me. But that's all right.
No, it's true. Durasan is guaranteed. I have to tell you. I just want to stand corrected. And then also, when you spray Durasan on your hands, listen to me. And again, they're not advertising. Are they advertising, Frankie? I'm being objective here, right? All right. So once you use Durasan, your hands are clean for how much? 24 hours. Boom. Just like that. One shot like that. It does fight the virus because it's not alcohol. Alcohol dissolves. Durasan stays with you. So I just want to correct it. But I appreciate that, Tom. And I know you're worried about legal ramifications of what you can say and what you can't say. But it's terrible, Frankie. The insurance not going to pay for this guy to clean his facility there? That's ridiculous. Hey, let's go to Debbie right now. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and Mike Gallagher is out there waiting for us. Let's go to Debbie first, and we're coming right back with Mike. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. We've been talking about the subways this morning. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. Also, if you're taking a ride to the Southern State eastbound, getting right into Eagle Ave, it's an accident here in Nassau County. Couple of lanes blocked over there. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes closed as you head from 8A up through 14 with construction. 17 East and Harriman, construction down by the thruway. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
You know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. They've helped thousands of us get out of pain. And they always have a heart for the hurting, and they have a heart for our military. I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a brand new company called Honor Bound Coffee. Premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price. Even better news, they're giving 100% of the coffee profits to support and bless military families. Coffee's really good, incidentally. You're going to love the taste. And to start it all off on your first order, you can buy 2 bags of Honor Bound coffee for the price of 1. Are there American families more deserving of our appreciation and thanks than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you're currently drinking? Well, Pete and Seth and all of us here at Team Gallagher are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Just go to honorboundcoffee.com on your first order, buy 2 bags for the price of 1, give your family great coffee, and give back to our military. Coffee with a purpose. Honorboundcoffee.com, honorboundcoffee.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, I was talking to Frank. We're so excited about No Safe Spaces because I tell you, No Safe Spaces is a film by Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. It's great. I saw it. You got to see it. It's because Adam's great. You know, Adam is just kind of being a joking guy. Very, 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 very bright, the young man Adam Carolla is. And Dennis Prager is the legend, right? So now they got together. They did this film. It was released October 25th of last year, reached like over $1 million at the box office, and got a 99% audience rating at RottenTomatoes.com. And they don't rate anything nice. It's got 99%. That's the highest rating for any film last year. And critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios, as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer No Safe Spaces for a limited release. Then it's going to go on DVD and digital this summer. But make good use of your time at home. You got to watch No Safe Spaces. They're trying to take our freedom of speech away. It's amazing. It's unsettling, but it's a vital watch. Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at nosafespaces.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Good morning, Mike. How you doing down there
good
in Florida, my
morning,
friend?
Good morning, Mr. Piscopo. How are you, my friend? How's your Tuesday going so far?
You know, by the grace of God, I am so pumped up. I am so inspired by the goodness and how far we have come in New York, in New Jersey, the epicenter of this whole coronavirus. And I love the people. Now, I'm looking here. This is great. I got a tweet, though, just to digress here, from Lady Penelope on Twitter. Gallagher waved at me at the Donald Trump rally because I waved at him first. Listen, and then she goes like this. I had a black truck pants T-shirt on with a straw white hat. Do you remember Lady Penelope, wow. Mike Gallagher?
Lady Penelope, I got away from Lady. Is she single? What do you think?
I'll tweet her back and I'll see. This is great.
That's great. No,
I know how nice you are to the people who admire you, Mike. You know, and I know it's nice to be appreciated like that.
Listen, watching you with your fans is always a big treat for me because, you know, you're a big deal. And, you know, I was thinking about the way you've approached this whole coronavirus thing and the way we're both trying to be prayerful and cautious and humble.
Yes, sir.
And we don't acknowledge enough collectively the difficult task that lies ahead for the governors, for the president. You know, this decision to reopen the parts of the country is so – it's got to be just – a grueling, desperate kind of a decision because you want to keep people safe, but you got people who they've lost everything, Joe. They've lost their life savings. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out how they're going to get a meal on their family's table. And I have to say, I was watching Rachel Maddow a little bit last night just to see what people who disagree.
You were the one.
Listen, 15 minutes. 15 minutes she's railing against all the states that are opening and how crazy it is and how they're irresponsible. And I looked it up. She earns, she publicly earns, at least according to reports, $7 million a year to host her show. Now, all these cable news folks in primetime make a lot of money. I don't begrudge anybody who makes a lot of money. They all are multimillionaires many time over. But you know something? It's not too hard to tell people you're going to have to stay home and you're not going to protest when you don't have to work another day in your life.
That's a great point.
You know, and I don't say that to be disrespectful. She's a smart lady. I don't agree with her. She has a lot of people that watch her. But come on. I mean, you've got to have some grace and compassion for people who are saying, I don't have food for my family. I have saved for 20 years, and now I've lost everything. These well-paid media folks and all of us who have jobs, we've got to be mindful and appreciative of people who are so desperate and in anguish over this. And that's the difficult decision these governors have to make.
God bless you. God bless you. Your heart is always in the right place. You're so compassionate, Mike Gallagher, and right on the money. Even in Jersey, you know, there's an elitist feel. There's all the big money people. They don't understand. They cannot identify with the everyday person.
Relate.
No.
Look at Nancy Pelosi and the Let Them Eat Ice Cream
ad. That made me crazy.
Tell me you've seen the Trump campaign ad about that. Promise me you guys will find it. Frankie Fiveboroughs, you get that to Mr. Piscopo. It'll make your day. It is a delightful takedown of Mrs. Pelosi as she's talking about the ice cream and people are saying, I'm going hungry and I don't know what to do. An amazing ad. Amazing. Mike, and she's blasting the Paycheck Protection Program. Happy Tuesday, Joe. Thank you for a great hearing your voice, my friend.
Thank you. Same here, Mike. We'll be listening 10:05. Mike Gallagher right there. Hey, Joe Lumberg, cold all day today?
It's not going to be cold all day, but watch out for a shower and gusty thunderstorm this afternoon near 60. Sunny, windy, chilly, 52 tomorrow. Rain moves in later Thursday.
Well done, Joe Lumberg. Jennifer Bohr Cuevas coming up at 9 o'clock. Alan Zweibel on the show as well. Coming right back.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
51 degrees at 8:58. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. There's a request this morning that Governor Murphy reopen the golf courses in the state. Republican State Senator Steve Arojo and Assemblyman Hal Wirth say by following restrictions outlined by the New Jersey Golf Course Owners Association, golfing can resume safely. They suggest golfers wear gloves, masks, and only ride carts one person at a time. Derek Jeter is doing his part to ensure Miami Marlins employees can keep their jobs. The Marlins CEO announced yesterday he's giving up his salary indefinitely. He also announced team employees will continue to be fully paid through the end of May. Jeter reportedly makes $5 million a year. The giant New York Tough logo in the Rockefeller Center ice skating rink is sending a message to New Yorkers this morning. The words are meant as encouragement during the COVID-19 outbreak. The logo is displayed next to an outline of New York State. Normally during this time of year, the rink is transformed into an outdoor dining area. And more coronavirus stimulus money is on the way. More than half of the people who qualify for a payment haven't gotten anything yet, and some will start seeing it this week or next. That includes senior citizens who get Social Security benefits through direct deposit. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.